KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A historic union vote in Tennessee. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga voting to join the United Auto Workers Union. UAW President Sean Fain.
There's been a lot of frustration over the years in our union, and it's a new day. And, we're just getting started.
73% of workers voted in favor of joining the union. The final panel is set. Jury selection complete in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. The judge overseeing the case says opening arguments will begin on Monday. Meanwhile, outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan on Friday, a 37-year-old man set himself on fire to the horror of bystanders and journalists who had gathered nearby. Authorities say the man was a resident of Florida and is in the hospital in critical condition. The U.S. House moving closer to passing a $95 billion foreign aid package that includes money for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. This is ABC News. A day after a close call between a JetBlue and Southwest flight in Washington, D.C., the FAA announcing new staffing rules for air traffic controllers requiring more time off between shifts.
Under new rules, the FAA will require air traffic controllers have 10 hours off between shifts and 12 hours off before a midnight shift. It comes after a panel of experts studied controller fatigue. Panel Chair Mark Roskind says workers need enough time to get home and actually fall asleep.
This focuses on giving people appropriate off-duty time, so there's a sufficient sleep opportunity within that off-duty time.
The new rules go into place in 90 days. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Meanwhile, federal transportation officials investigating an unauthorized mid-flight cockpit visit by a coach for the Colorado Rockies during a United Airlines charter flight last week from Denver to Toronto. Video appears to show the coach sitting in the pilot's seat while the plane was at cruising altitude. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Another Badger leaving Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, just hours after we told you that guard A.J. Storr was leaving Wisconsin to play for Kansas, another Badgers basketball player has entered the transfer portal. It's guard Chucky Hepburn. That's two starters in 2 days, leaving coach Greg Gard's program. Marquette introduced their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra is a former Marquette assistant.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help me help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers Sunday night, game one of their playoff series. No new updates on Giannis or Damian Lillard.
I hate to tell you this. I didn't even ask today. I didn't ask about Dame today. Troy comes in and tells me who's practicing. And I said, we can talk about that later. I need to get to the practice plan.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, freeze warning with a low in the low 30s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow, sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Currently it's 37.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hour two of Anything Goes Friday. Just a reminder, in the next hour, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the hour taking your calls. And just FYI. This is interesting. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene put forward this motion to unseat, Congressman Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, because he is advancing aid for Ukraine, which looks like it's actually going to happen tomorrow. We'll see. But and this after President Zelensky just yesterday said, if we don't get aid from the United States, Russia's going to beat us. And you know, millions of people will be have their lives destroyed, their property stolen, and hundreds of thousands will probably die at the hands of the Putin's brutality. I mean, Putin's literally bringing murderers and rapists out of prisons to be soldiers in Ukraine. And when they take towns, they kill all the men and they rape all the women. I mean, you know, this is what happened in Bucha. It's well documented. They were even raping children. So anyhow, Paul Gosar has joined her, as has Thomas Massie. Paul Gosar, the Republican crackpot from Arizona. Thomas Massie, the Republican crackpot from Kentucky, the guy who tweeted a picture of himself and his wife with their three or four kids all holding assault weapons. Little children, 7, 8, 9 years old, holding AR-15s or assault weapons as their Christmas card. I mean, what kind of sick, twisted ass does this kind of stuff, right? Meanwhile, at least two Democrats, Tom Suozzi and Jared Moskowitz, Democrats of New York and Florida, have said that if these people challenge Mike Johnson's speakership, they will defend him. Democrats will come to his defense, which I think is what has given Johnson the backbone to stand up to these idiots. Meanwhile, hospitals are so scared of Republican abortion laws that they're turning away pregnant patients. This is a shocking story. Over at Raw story by Travis Geddes, complaints about hospital, I'm just quoting from the article, complaints about hospitals turning away pregnant patients spiked in 2022 right after the ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization overturned abortion rights, including the case of a woman who miscarried in the restroom of Sacred Heart Emergency Center in Houston as her husband called 911 for help. Now get this. Here she is. She's in a Catholic hospital. Catholic hospitals, you know, will not do abortions. They will not, you know, they radically limit the kind of health care that they'll provide to women. And a third of all the hospitals in America are Catholic hospitals, which in my mind is a huge problem. But nonetheless, you know, she shows up at this hospital, Sacred Heart, and she's pregnant, and she's in a lot of pain in her stomach, in her abdomen. And the ER says, we will not see you. The husband told first responders on his call, they have a tape of the 9/11 call. He said, she's bleeding a lot and is having a miscarriage. I'm here in the hospital, but they told us they can't help us because we're not their client. They kicked her out of the emergency room. And a staffer said, when the reporters said, what's going on here? The staffer said, we can't tell you. She's not our patient. That's why you are here. And she gave birth on the way to the hospital. It was 45 minutes away to a baby who did not survive. As Sarah Rosenbaum, a George Washington University health law and policy professor, said, they are so scared of a pregnant patient that the emergency staff would not even look at her. They just want these people gone. Xavier Becerra, our Secretary of Health and Human Services, said doctors, not politicians, should determine what constitutes emergency care. You think? I mean, this is just crazy. Meanwhile, CIA Director William Burns testified yesterday before lawmakers on Capitol Hill. He said, well, here's exactly what he said. Here are his words. He was speaking at an event at the George W. Bush Presidential Center. He said, quote, with the boost that would come from military assistance, both practically and psychologically, Ukrainians are entirely capable of holding their own throughout 2024 and puncturing Putin's arrogant view that time is on his side. But if that doesn't make it through Congress, the picture is a lot more dire. There's a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024, or at least put Putin in a position where he could essentially dictate the terms of a political settlement. End of quote. Day before yesterday, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Brown, told lawmakers that Ukraine's, quote, hard-fought gains can be lost without our support. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned Congress, quote, allies and partners will question whether or not we're a reliable partner. And Burns went on to say, supporting Ukraine right now is about more than just a war with Russia. He said it's also about Xi Jinping and China, his ambitions, and our allies and partners in the Indo-Pacific. This is really a question of whether or not our adversaries understand our reliability and determination, and whether our allies and partners understand that as well. And along those same lines, Mike Pence came out yesterday and said that Putin will wage war on NATO if Ukraine falls. This is what Mike Pence said. He said, quote, isolationism is never the answer to tyrannical regimes with expansionist intent. And I believe the majority of members of Congress understand that. He said, I believe that they'll meet this moment. He went on to say, if Putin defeats Ukraine, I have no doubt in my mind the time will come when he could cross the border into Europe and that our men and women in uniform would have to fight. It would not be very long before he crossed that border that our men would go into fight under Article 5 of the NATO Treaty. He said, number two, I think that that it would be not long before we would see action in the Taiwan Straits or somewhere in the South China Sea. This is what I've been saying for 6 months. I've been saying it for several years. And when I first started, you know, writing pieces about this for HartmanReport.com, and they would get reprinted, you know, over at Daily Kos or on Alternet or on Raw Story or Common Dreams or whatever, people would say, oh, you're being hysterical. You know, China isn't going to attack Taiwan just because, you know, Russia takes Ukraine. Yes, they are. The director of the CIA agrees with me. The former Republican vice president of the United States agrees with me. The current Democratic president of the United States agrees with me. You know, this is the simple reality. Is if we allow this thing to happen, if we allow Ukraine to go down in flames, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be extremely ugly. So, all that said, let's pick up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Again, just a reminder, in the next hour, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the full hour for a progressive town hall meeting, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Marilyn in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I'll just be quick, talking about the crackpots from Arizona and Paul Gosar and all of them.
Oh, my.
In the 1864 law, they couldn't repeal it. But in addition to that bad news, there's a resolution before, I guess, the Senate or the House here. It's Resolution 1044. So because we all decided we would vote those Arizona Supreme Court justices out, but there's a resolution before the House. I don't know when it gets voted on that they want to make those justices that voted for that 1864 law to keep it. They want to make them lifetime justices. And they want to make it retroactive to October the 31st, 2024, meaning that any judge voted off the bench on November the 5th would be able to keep his job or her job. So I didn't hear you talk about that, but...
No, I didn't know about that.
Like some crackpots. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, thank you for the report from Arizona.
Bad for work.
Yeah, it's wild. It's just wild. Thank you, Marilyn. These guys have no bottom, right? They have no shame. They have no consideration for other people. They have no empathy. They all they want to do is whatever the morbidly rich people who fund their campaigns and their lifestyles tell them to do. It's all about me, me, me for these Republicans in Congress and in these state houses. It's so tragic.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls here on the other side of this break. Stay with us. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The John and Gordy Show.
Is life fair?
Is life fair?
For so many decades, so many years, Republicans always, you know, emphasize that life isn't fair. All of a sudden now, Scott Walker tweeted, "How fair is it to ask people to pay federal taxes, to pay off student loan debt?
Okay.
It's not fair."
Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, this call, like all my calls between now and the election, is going to be how to get Biden elected.
Good on you.
And today's call, today's call is focusing on the very big problem of the youth vote in regards to the phrase Genocide Joe, where they are really upset, as you know, about this whole Israeli-Gaza thing. And I want to just give some background to it without saying, getting into debate about the particular Israel-Gaza thing going on right now. My sense and my research so far indicates to me that Netanyahu was well aware of it before it happened. But that's not my issue.
He was certainly warned on the record.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so he didn't prepare. And my feeling is that Netanyahu does not like Biden, and he really doesn't like Obama. Okay.
Oh, true.
And
Republicans invited him over to address Congress when Obama was president over Obama's objections, and he came over and basically gave the middle finger to Obama.
Yeah, and 500. He got, I think it was 10 standing ovations by all 535. Members of Congress. But anyways, what I want to do is I want to tie in or put some information out there that might help the youth vote understand how, in my opinion, Biden's hands sort of tied behind his back with Israel. Even though I feel he's doing a really remarkably good job by it, it's still a very big clutch. I'd like to direct everybody's attention to a Democracy Now! A segment on March 24th, 2023, in which Amy hosted James Bamford, who wrote a book, The Candidate and the Spy.
Right.
And it
he also wrote a book called The Puzzle Palace. That's brilliant. He kind of outed the NSA back in the 90s. Keep going.
Yeah, he's
been on this program before. I know Jim Bamford.
Yeah, he's pretty legit.
Yeah.
And so he was able to get the unredacted Mueller report. And in the Mueller report, the early redactions, this is pretty stunning. And one of the things that happened in the Mueller report was that there was another country listed along with Russia for meddling in the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. And the unredacted report, Tom, shows that country was Israel.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's really devastating. But what it does is it enlightens the fact that Netanyahu and Israel, in my opinion, are up to this very same thing again, which is trying to get Trump elected.
Right.
So I feel that if the youth kind of understands that the situation we're in right now in Gaza, Israel, it's like not the first rodeo. This is not the first.
And the villain here is not Biden. The villain here is Netanyahu.
I agree. And that's why I'm trying to get, hopefully this information will go get to the youth and say, and have them understand that this Genocide Joe thing that they're spouting about and all is not all of the reaction, because we should oppose war. But it's just that this isn't 100% Joe's fault. That's not a good enough reason not to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all about the 2024 vote, and I'm trying to mobilize anybody and everybody just do what we can to get by this really big conundrum with RFK Jr. and Trump and the Electoral College.
Good point, Robin. Thank you for calling and making it. Good talking to you. Thank you. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, how's nbribes.com doing? Is that the right URL?
Yes, nbribes.com. And in the last week or two, I've heard people requesting bumper stickers and other things, and I have been making them and putting them up on the stores.
Very cool.
So then go to the site and look at the stores there. And if I missed anyone's, please email me. I'm not a politician. I will answer you back.
Cool.
So there we go.
But that's not what you called about.
No, it isn't. Actually, I want to take a stab at answering your question, will there be riots if Trump is thrown in jail?
Right.
And my thought is no. And here's how I'm qualifying that, among other reasons. Last week, my son and I went up to northern Vermont to watch the full eclipse, which was amazing. You got to see it with your eyes. A camera doesn't know justice.
Yeah.
And anyways, so we went up to northern Vermont, which is a poor white rural area.
And very red.
And, pardon me?
And very red. It's interesting because Louise and I lived in Vermont for a decade. And when you drive through the Northern Kingdom, which is that rural area up in the north, you would see in people's front yards George Bush for president signs right next to Bernie Sanders for Congress signs.
So anyways, you're actually hitting on my topic, and the reason why I'm calling this is before we left, my son asked me not to wear one of my Trump sucks T-shirts or anything, because he had been up there a couple years ago hiking, and he said, he didn't want us to get into a fight or anything like that while we were up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what amazed me and amazed him, too, is we did not see a single Trump paraphernalia.
Wow. It's interesting. When Greg Palast was visiting us, we went out to lunch in a local restaurant here that had a patio out back, where we could sit outside. And he was wearing a T-shirt that in giant letters said, Trump hates me. And basically, people were giving him thumbs ups.
And I was surprised because of the area that we're in. And it's not like we were in the urban areas even there.
Right.
We on the way back, the road was so jammed, we took dirt roads. So we were on all the back roads.
And you saw Trump
anywhere? And we did not see his... No, we didn't.
Amazing. Yeah, I think he's going down in flames. I really do. I mean, both legally and politically. Ziggy, thank you for the call, and thanks for the great work you're doing over at nbribes.com. We'll be right back, 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday. And don't forget, in the half hour, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the hour.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rose, CEO of Genesis Gold Group. Can your retirement savings like an IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our very doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 1-800-200-GOLD or 1-800-200-4653. Or visit genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. With higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, with no hardware required. It's accessible from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind...
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A historic union vote in Tennessee. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga voting to join the United Auto Workers Union. UAW President Sean Fain.
There's been a lot of frustration over the years in our union, and it's a new day. And, you know, we're just getting started.
73% of workers voted in favor of joining the union. The final panel is set. Jury selection complete in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. The judge overseeing the case says opening arguments will begin on Monday. Meanwhile, outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan on Friday, a 37-year-old man set himself on fire to the horror of bystanders and journalists who had gathered nearby. Authorities say the man was a resident of Florida and is in the hospital in critical condition. The U.S. House moving closer to passing a $95 billion foreign aid package that includes money for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five people have either been fired or have quit in connection to the federal investigation into smuggling at the state prison in Waupun. The U.S. Justice Department started looking into the prison after Governor Evers asked for a probe. There's no word if anyone has been charged. Renewable energy doesn't just help the environment, it helps the American economy, too. By law, many new sustainable energy projects have to be built with U.S. labor and materials. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
Homeowners, businesses, local governments, and churches can get a 30% tax break on their green energy projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, freeze warning with a low in the low 30s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow, sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid 60s. Currently it's 37.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And picking up your calls here, Eric in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I got a Shabbos sanity alert for you.
Okay.
The appellate court in Florida issued a ruling a couple of days ago that is a win for the little guys. There are 12 states, and your Oregon is one of them, where you have two-party consent law for recording conversations and calls.
Mm-hmm.
And this Florida court says, not when you're talking to cops. You can record them because they are public officials and they have no reasonable expectation of privacy.
Oh, interesting. That's great.
Yeah, start from a guy was getting, he had a neighborly dispute thing, harassment, and had his county sheriff out there to respond to it. They were apathetic and insulting to him. And he followed up with like the commanding officer on the phone. And the commanding officer just gave him more of the business, you know, screw yourself with your crime problem. And so this citizen sent the recording in to a higher ranking officer by email, and they showed up to charge him for making the recording. He fought it, and he actually created some fantastic new law for the American citizen that has to deal with these officials. And, you know, they have to be held accountable for the things they say and fail to say to us where they have a duty.
That is great news, Eric. Eric, thanks so much for the report from, this was in Florida, you said, even
in
though you're
Florida,
in Pennsylvania.
And, you can bet other states are going to grab on.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, it sounds like just a common sense thing. Thank you, Eric.
Good law that's long overdue.
There you go. Appreciate the tip. Ramon in Loveville, Maryland. Hey, Ramon, what's on your mind today?
Nothing much. I just had a suggestion, kind of brighten the mood a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that since the trades were taken out of the schools early on in the 70s or so, you know, we have enough money just in the poor communities across this country that if the churches took up a dollar special collection every Sunday, I mean, you get 1 million people just out of a few churches instead of building huger and huger of these cathedrals. They could build trade schools, and they could work the neighborhood out of poverty just by high school level free tuition trade schools sponsored by the church that would only take a dollar out of everybody's pocket for a Sunday. And between that, the jobs that would be created, the income and businesses that would start up, it would be part of Biden's bottom up and middle out program. And it would just change so much rather than just waiting on the public school system to try to figure out if they're ever going to let the trade unions allow them to have trades again.
Yeah,
they could just do it. It doesn't cost that much. You get a few little churches put their money together in a year. They got $1 million sitting on the side that they can put
I got it. I got it. Number one, though, that's going to be a problem in that it's less money for the televangelists to buy a new private jet. But
exactly.
And number two, the unions are already doing what you're talking about. I did a town hall or a virtual town hall with three or four union leaders from Chicago. This was sponsored by our Chicago affiliate, WCPT. In fact, I've done it every year for the last three or four years, I think, or maybe longer than that. And they've got like the sheet metal workers union there. I believe that's what it's called. They've got their own school. And you know, you get a job and you get an apprenticeship, and they set you up for that apprenticeship. And several of those trades unions in Chicago and in northern Illinois, which is heavily unionized. I mean, Illinois is not a right to work for less state. You actually have union protections in that state. Have these schools set up. So, you know, I think that we should. I love your idea, but instead of encouraging churches to do it, we need to help fund unions to do it. Don't you think?
Yeah, but see, here's the problem I had. When I used to work for D.C. government, and I queried some government officials why they didn't have trades in the high schools, because I said that would answer a lot of problems. They could fix up their own neighborhood.
Yeah, that went away with
and
Reaganomics.
They said the unions were campaigning against it because the inner city D.C. is, of course, African-American, and they didn't want ununionized tradesmen graduating from high schools with journeyman's license competing with the union. And back then, there were a lot of unions that weren't racially integrated.
Sure.
So that they had separate, even the police union in D.C. Last time I worked for D.C., I actually worked for officers of, what is it, the emergency, one of the emergency departments. And they had a separate, they still have a separate police union up there, even though you can join either one. But there are a lot of unions just wouldn't allow African-Americans in, and they took the trades out of the schools. So now our average tradesmen are in their 50s trying to retire, and there is no next generation coming behind them. And the unions have a lockdown. If you can't get in the union or find a way to get to a union hall, I mean, this is crazy. You can put up a building and teach somebody how to lay bricks.
I'd say, number one, that varies a lot from state to state. It's probably harder in the right-to-work-for-less states because the unions just have no power in those states. But I remember back in the 60s, my dad worked in a tool and die shop in Lansing, Michigan, and he ran the office, actually. He knew how to run all the machines. He started out doing that, but he was really good with bookkeeping, and he ended up running the office and kind of running the business. It had an absentee owner. And he hired one of the first black guys in the machinist union in Lansing, and he got a lot of flack for it. I mean, this was the 60s, and the unions were still largely segregated.
Exactly. And I think we can bring that all. We can change all that because we do need another generation of employees to come in and take up these jobs because our cities are falling apart.
Yeah.
But there's no reason other than we don't have people to do the work.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to find an electrician and change an outlet as a retired guy, and I got to pay somebody $400 to drive 70, 80 miles down to my house in the country to put one outlet switch, one spark and outlet out. This is crazy.
I know. We just went through that, putting an outlet in the garage for the, to charge our car, and it was $400, and it took the guy like 25, 30 minutes. I get it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a great profession, Ramon. You can make some serious money.
Yeah, exactly, and it does solve a problem. Two-income households, but if both people are making $70,000-$80,000 a year, you can actually live pretty good.
That's right. It's your entree into the real middle class. Ramon, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Fascinating conversation. I appreciate it. Larry in Carlisle, Illinois. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just got out of the hospital. I had heart surgery. Anyway,
I'm glad you made it through, Larry.
Thank you, and I appreciate you taking my call. When I was in there, I was listening to Donald Duck's trial thing there, and I was telling this lady, the nurse in there, I'm telling her, I said, I hate that guy. I said, he ought to be in prison. I said, he deserves everything he's getting. And she put her finger up to her mouth, and she goes, shush, shush. She says, this hospital is almost all Republican.
Oh, my God.
She says, we try not to say anything about Donald Dump.
Yeah. Where is Carlisle, Illinois? Are you rural?
I'm rural, but there's a lake called Carlisle Lake.
Uh-huh.
And that's supposed to be the biggest lake in the state of Illinois.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's only 30... Anyway,
so it's a Red County hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the hospital is in what is the hospital?
O'Fallon.
Huh?
It's in O'Fallon.
It's in O'Fallon, Illinois. The hospital is.
Yeah.
Another and the lady said the hospital. Yeah. And she said the whole hospital was almost all Republican.
Amazing.
I thought, my God, you still should be able to speak your peace,
Yeah.
But she didn't want, she just wanted me to shut my mouth up.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. You get these people, these doctors and healthcare professionals who are making, between $75,000 and $300,000 a year. And they think that their interests are aligned with the billionaire class, that the Republicans are going to give them tax breaks. What they don't realize is that the reason why people making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year, those surgeons and doctors, the reason that they're paying 30%, 40%, 50% of their income in taxes is because of Republican tax policy, because the Republicans gave all the tax breaks to the billionaires, which means that the upper middle class bears a disproportionate burden of the tax load here in the United States. And it's sad that they don't get it.
Larry, thanks for the report from rural Illinois. Good talking to you.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. And say hi to your wife for me. I heard her there. Thank you very much. Lisa in Prineville, Oregon. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Now, hi, Tom. I'm so glad you took my call. Thank you.
My pleasure.
My mother listens to you every day.
Well, say hi.
She's a great, big, huge fan. She's listening right now, I'm sure.
Great.
And she wants to know about the Heritage Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
She's worried. They have a lot of power, and we don't understand why. We're trying to figure out who they are, how they have so much power that they can do some of the things they're doing.
Right.
The decline of the United States.
Yeah, the Heritage Foundation is one of the first of the institutions that was created. I don't know if it was specifically the result of Lewis Powell's 1971 memo, in which he said that basically billionaires and big corporations need to get together and take over the American media, take over the judiciary, take over our school systems, and change America, as it were. But it was one of the first. It was co-founded by a guy named Paul Weyrich, who famously in 1980 said, "I don't want everybody to vote. Our leverage in the election, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down." Up until the last couple of years, up until the Trump presidency, the Heritage Foundation was just kind of mainstream Republican. They were in favor of tax cuts, they were in favor of deregulation, but they weren't insane. In the last couple of years, though, they've been taken over. They're being run now by a Trump guy, and they've just gone nuts. I mean, much of the right wing has gone nuts. So now they're pushing this Project 2025 thing, which will, end Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid and Obamacare and everything else. And it's just, it's a legitimate reason to be concerned, Lisa. And it's not just a Heritage. Heritage is one of, actually the whole Project 2025 thing is a coalition of right wing groups. Lisa, thank you for the call, and say hi to your mother for me. I hope all is well.
Thank you.
Yep, good talking to you. Thank you. 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us, and yes, we are still here. Stay tuned. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year, and today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Todd Alba Show,
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag, you're it. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They will stop those threatening phone calls, and they'll do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com, zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions, zapmydebt.com. 52 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's up?
Happy Friday, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you.
I want to talk about the Supreme Court and this decision that not to take this First Amendment case. But before I go there, maybe you can confirm something for me. I saw a picture of the Supreme Court and at the front of, you know how they sit down and they take the picture? And I saw you had Neil Gorsuch, whatever his name is, Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas and Alito sitting on the front. You know how their robes come up a little bit? And it appeared they had on gold tennis shoes.
You're kidding.
Can you confirm, was that real? I mean, did they, you think... Anyway, that's Friday.
Yeah, I love it, Cece. Thank you. It's not April 1st, but that's a good one.
They could have had. I don't know. But,
yeah, you know.
But what I wanted to talk about.
Thomas and Alito wouldn't surprise me.
Looked like 48 carat, too, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyway, but seriously, that's the naivete in the country right now. I just want to reemphasize America is under attack. And it's from the inside. And the Supreme Court not taking this First Amendment case from that Black Lives Matter leader
Durant McKesson.
Yeah, right. I mean, the First Amendment, that's what gets us to where we are today as for the successful country. Yeah. Now, a lot of people die using their First Amendment. I get that. But that's how we have to. That I'm just saying is very strategic in how we're being attacked. And Trump, we can put him to the side right now. He's you know, he's in court. You know, he's distracted. But the Supreme Court are zoned in on our rights. I mean, this is Dred Scott type fever. I mean, the women just lost their bodily autonomy to control their own bodies through the Supreme Court. This,
yeah.
And, of course, we can lay out a list of things the Supreme Court has done to destroy the country. But to take away people of this group of women, just women, I mean, this is appalling. And I just want to reemphasize to the people who are listening, America is under attack. This naivete has got to go.
Yeah.
This thing, this phrase that you use, despair is not an option. You have to fight. I don't know what you're going to do. Find something environmental or some cause. There's no reason for anybody to be sitting down doing nothing, because this time next year, Tom, at least you got your publicity when they come to get you. At least, you know, you're going to make national news when they lock you up. But a little protester like me, an activist like me, I don't have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, you let me go down there to city council and run my mouth. You know, it ain't going to, you know, so I'm just saying the naivete, if you're going to fight, this is the best time to fight, because we're not going to, if Trump wins in November, we can hang it up. Yeah, and that's the way I see it. So all I want to emphasize, this thing with the Supreme Court where they didn't take this case is huge.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, you know, keep in mind, when Trump was president, he on two different occasions asked the military to shoot at American civilians. And the military refused. General Milley refused. And I mean, that's astonishing. And next time around, he's going to be surrounded by yes men.
Yeah, Jack, he's going because he learned.
Yeah.
He learned from his mistake.
That's right.
And so I just want to say that to the American people, this is not business as usual. Now, I know you said that, you know, with the politics, they don't advertise and some, you know, they wait till things heat up after the summer and everybody's paying attention. But I'm saying screw that. Start the horn right now. I mean,
yeah.
We got plenty of money. Democrats got plenty of money to invest. Let's start sounding the horn right now. We won't get another chance if this thing goes south on us in November. I promise you that. This is a military
operation. Sean tells me that somebody just set themselves on fire outside the Trump trial. That's weird.
That's despair.
Yeah, it probably is, CC. I think you're absolutely right. We're hitting a break here, Sean. CC, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He will be taking your calls for the entire hour, a progressive town hall meeting. So we'll be right back with that. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-6.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming